This is Senator Al Simpson. Do members of the United States Senate really deserve their very own bank? I think it's goofy. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, here's one idea that deserves to die a swift and sure death, the Senate bank. It's included in a wish list submitted to those Democrat senators seeking the position of your majority leader. It would evidently be copied after a similar bank in the House of Representatives. It offers free checking, sells traveler's checks, handles wire transfers and savings bonds. It would be exempt from all federal and state banking regulations. And one cozy other benefit, it would arrange loans for members of the Senate. And guess the interest rate. We better kill this one before it kills us, Ted. The American people have a hard enough time thinking we get free haircuts when we don't. No bargain for me either way. I just can't imagine a more absurd idea than a members-only Senate bank. In these times?
Al, a private Senate bank sounds like a typically Republican bad idea, so I'm glad you're against it. Nothing contributes more to the low esteem of Congress than schemes to feather our own nest at taxpayers' expense. Sunlight is still the best disinfectant. The more an idea like that airs, the less likely it is that a bank for senators will get off the ground. The perquisite on Capitol Hill that bothers me most is our subsidized medical care. Some senators and congressmen wouldn't be caught dead voting for decent government-sponsored health care for Americans who need it. But they don't think twice about walking into the Capitol physician's office to get medical treatment for themselves. And if we need more than an office visit, we just check into Walter Reed Army Hospital or Bethesda Naval Hospital. It's the old double standard, Al. We'd solve a lot more of our problems if Congress did as well for the country as it does for itself. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the low voter turnout in this year's election. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.